The Extraordinary Globe of Tom Babajowski. Episode 2. Svalbard.
You're on City Radio.
Greetings, landlubbers. It is I, Tom Babajowski, here, regaling you with tales from my time in the Merchant Navy aboard the errant HMS Crumpet, transporting nefarious and questionable cargo across the globe. Yes, before finding myself working on Huron City Radio, of all places, I did, in fact, traverse the planet. And, you know, there was a time when I had taken a trip in a canoe off the coast of Iceland, back in the spring of 85, I do believe. We had time on our hands after delivering a shipment of science fiction paperbacks for landfill in Reykjavik, and we were awaiting our collection of nearly a million fish fingers and toes when my impromptu canoe trip took a turn for the negative. After hours of paddling, I found myself drastically lost somewhere in the North Atlantic, where I was picked up by a pungent Norwegian crab fishing boat who asked what I was doing in their fishing waters. They took me aboard and left me in the kitchen, where the cook told me that it was better to eat dry beans than spill boiling water. Oh, and you know, his wisdom impressed me, young as I was. And it probably shouldn't have, for a fire in the galley due to a lava-hot saucepan devoid of water burnt through the stove and hull, causing us to sink. I was back in my canoe in the freezing waters, headed for who knows where, with only the dry beans from the cook's final dish in my pocket for sustenance. The situation failed to improve, and my progress random, for I had no idea in which direction to head. And the fact of the matter is that I wasn't sure if this stupid jaunt in a canoe would be my last jaunt anywhere. The stars twinkled and laughed up high, and it dawned on me that they held assistance. I summoned my paltry knowledge of navigation gleaned from my voyages aboard the Crumpet to assign a direction back to Iceland, and before long I was sure the coast would appear and, phew, safety would be nigh. Anyway, I could always chew on the beans if hungry, and it turned out that the oar I wielded served as a handy bashing implement, and before long I was munching my way through a raw cod I had coaxed by tickling its belly prior to caving its head in with the blade of my paddle. As cold descended, with no shoreline visible, doubt crept as to my ability at oceanographic steering, and the sterile scent of the cold, briny Atlantic offered no comfort. Only the singing of, quite frankly, filthy sea shanties kept my spirits from descending into the icy surf. But the temperature dropped steadily. Foreboding grabbed me like an overweight ant demanding a drunken kiss at a cousin's wedding. But I knew if I kept moving, I'd end up somewhere and not fall off the edge of the world, for traveling the seas had disarmed me of my belief that the earth could possibly be flat. And then, up ahead, like a dream, the shore of Iceland came into view. I didn't recall it looking like this when we had docked, but then the chances of me returning to the exact location were as thin as a tapeworm on a diet. And the only building I could see resembled what I can only describe as a gigantic desktop computer. You know, the old ones that were actually too big for the top of a desk, so everyone shoved theirs under the desk instead. It appeared half buried in the hillside, like a modern, abstract hotel. Exhausted and delirious and stinking of cod, I abandoned my canoe and staggered to the door, hoping that this inn received weary travelers. After knocking feebly, a very tall innkeeper answered, clearly displeased with my request for a room. I searched my pockets in vain for cash and only found the few dry beans from the cook's fateful last dish. Well, to my astonishment, the innkeeper's face lit up. He examined the beans with a smile as wide as a smile. He beckoned me in, eyes on the beans at all times. He made hot cocoa and took the beans and showed them to other guests, all of whom were dressed in white lab coats and who seemed equally enthralled by my beans. Strange thing is, all the residents wore white coats, all staying at a fancy hotel with a ridiculous amount of seed packets in their rather chilly rooms. Anyway, I soon passed out from my exertions, only to be woken by the unshaven face of my captain, Billy Rubin from the HMS Crumpet. He was none too pleased to have apparently been diverted to fetch me, and All I could make out as I drifted back to sleep was something about the hotel being called Svalbard, and people thanking me for my rare beans. What nonsense! Anyway, all I can say is make sure you save what you can from a fire, as you don't know when it will come in handy. And even more importantly, if you're paddling your own canoe, make sure you're headed in the right friggin' direction. This is Tom Babajowski, bringing the world to your doorstep, or your radio, anyway. Until next time, fare thee well. In the extraordinary globe of Tom Babajowski, you have been listening to me, Tom Babajowski. The script was by Daniel Williams, with a contribution from Jake Buckley. The opening theme and graphics are by Anson Pavlov. The show was produced and edited by Daniel Williams and is an Albion Media production for Huron City Radio.